Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
It's Wendy. I'm sitting in for Bob Surratt, and I haven't been on WGN in a little while, and I get a sinus infection, and now I'm here, and I sound like crap, but it's not COVID. Dr. Kevin Most is on with us. This is sponsored by Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. How are you, Dr. Most?
Wendy, I'm doing great. Great to hear your voice, too. So glad you're back on for a little bit here.
Well, thank you. I wish my voice sounded better, but I'll be honest with you. I had COVID for Christmas. I got it as a Christmas present. And my son got COVID a couple of Tuesdays ago. So I went through the drive-through at Walgreens, did a swab test from them. Still wasn't feeling great. So I took a couple of at-home tests. 7 days later, I took another test at the Walgreens drive-through, and I've kind of become a little obsessed with these at-home tests. I didn't know how long to wait, when were symptoms starting. I have tested negative like 8 times in the last 10 days. I don't have it, do I?
No, you probably don't. And hopefully your son has resolved his symptoms, and he's passed the infection and passed the infectious stage as well. So looks like you and Jimmy Back probably dodged a bullet here.
Yes, we have one more son, Dylan, and he has not gotten it yet, and his goal is to go through this whole thing without ever getting it. And I really have become obsessed with testing, and it turns out this is a sinus infection, but whenever like you're in public and you cough or you sneeze, people look at you funny.
Absolutely. You know, right now we have to understand that influenza is back up, regular common cold, sinus infections, bronchitis are back up. So like you said, people look at you like, well, if you're coughing, why aren't you wearing a mask and why are you here? We have to understand we're going back to that world of reality where these upper respiratory infections are going to get to be back to be much more common because all of the mitigation that we've done has stopped and slowed and these infections are still out there.
All right. So, and I have to ask you a question because I've listened to you on this station for a long time. I really trust you, Dr. Kevin Most. I got the J&J shot in March of 2021. I went to the Tinley Park Convention Center. I registered online. That was only one day that they were offering the J&J. I didn't really request that. I didn't really want that, but that's what I got. Then when it was time for a booster, I heard you mention, mix it up a little bit, do a different one. So for my booster in November, I did the Pfizer. But I still feel like I'm one dose behind my family members who all got Pfizer. Should I get that second booster?
Definitely.
Really?
And you are. You're still chasing that final booster. And, you know, when we look at the amount of infection that's going on right now in the community, certainly hospitalizations are down, but infections are way up. And people have to understand the incidence of long COVID is still way up. So anybody that can get any protection at all, because right now, essentially, you are kind of right where you're supposed to be, but really the opportunity to get that booster will push your immunity up as we come into, you know, a lot more people getting infected with BA4 and BA5. So we really have to be protected here.
All right. And can I get the second booster for COVID along with a shingles shot? Because I'm now worried with Justin Bieber having the Ramsey Hunt syndrome or whatever that is. That kind of comes from the shingle chicken pox type thing, doesn't it?
Correct. So actually, now you look at these and you're like, my analogy is, you know, a sprint versus a marathon. So certainly you want to get that COVID vaccine now because we're seeing those infections here. Certainly individuals should get the shingle shot, you know, especially if you're over the age of 50, you know, because you don't want to get shingles. And, you know, it's unfortunate what's going on with Justin Bieber, but again, highlights the importance of getting that vaccination because, unfortunately, that sneaky little varicella virus just kind of hangs out in us until we allow it to pop up. And whether it's Ramsey Hunt or whether it's shingles, certainly is a discomfort.
I had shingles once. It was the most mild case. It was right on the back, kind of where a tramp stamp would be. And I noticed just some pain in my lower right side. I went to my doctor. I thought it was an appendix attack. And he thought maybe it was my lymph nodes fighting off something. And I had like a tiny little rash beginning in the tramp stamp area. He put me on the antivirals, and it was the most mild case of shingles ever. So have good relationships with your doctors.
That's 100%, because you are very fortunate. People that can get shingles, not only do they get it a lot worse than you, they also have things called post-herpetic neuralgia, where that pain can continue. So, like you said, great to have a great relationship with a primary care so that you can get in and get treated quickly.
Dr. Kevin Most on the line with us. And before I let you go, real quickly, the FDA has authorized the coronavirus vaccine for young kids now. What do we need to know about that?
Yeah, interesting. You know, the advisory committee approved that on Wednesday, and the FDA did it about an hour ago. So they approved it today. CDC will approve it hopefully tomorrow. I'm almost certain they will. And we'll start the vaccination of young kids under the age of five next week. It'll be really interesting to see how it's accepted, Wendy. You know, when you look at what's going on right now, 5 to 11-year-olds, only about 30% have been vaccinated. So how many kids are going to be? I think parents you're going to see are going to be very hesitant here. About, if you look at the polls, about 20% are ready to go get their kids vaccinated, but a large percentage are going to be in that wait and see. So it's going to be very interesting to see how it's rolled out and how it's accepted. And, you know, unfortunately, we have done so many confusing things with this, and again, probably another, right? The Pfizer vaccine for these children is going to be 3 doses. The Moderna is 2 doses. Well, which one am I going to get? Yeah. I wanted to get it over with quickly, but unfortunately, the Moderna doesn't show great results, and they'll probably end up with a 3rd dose as well. So it's going to be a lot of confusion. Good that it's out there, but I'm not certain what the impact is going to be.
I can't thank you enough, Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine Central DuPage Hospital. It is a pleasure to talk to you, and thanks for your expertise.
You're welcome, Wendy.